The word today is cry. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Seeing other humans suffering is difficult to experience. Tears may fill our eyes when we know someone who is near death because it is difficult to say goodbye. However, the Christian is given a wonderful hope that through Jesus Christ we may have life with God beyond the grave. Our crying will come to an end, and the excitement of heaven is not far away. Here to encourage us more with this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Cry.
I remember a conversation that I had with a woman at the health club that I go to several years ago. I saw as she was working so hard, pushing herself, even though she was a retired woman, probably in her late 60s or early 70s, and I commented on her work ethic, just so impressive. Her reply was, "I see the wheelchair coming." Isn't that the truth? We do want to avoid the onset of aging, the feebleness, the loss of strength. In fact, we see it happening all around us, illness, suffering, and the onset of death, and sadly, many times, a great deal of tears that are associated with it. We are going to see today how Jesus shed some tears at the death of one of his best friends, a guy named Lazarus. This account is found in John chapter 11. And it's a very extensive account, but one thing that's very interesting, I'm going to read a couple of select verses for you. One verse that's very important is that while Jesus was 2 days away from where Lazarus was, when he heard the report that Lazarus was sick, in verse 4 of John 11, he said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it's for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." And we see in verse 11 that he refers to Lazarus as having fallen asleep, but that he would go there to wake him up. This phrase, "the one you love is sick," can send a chill down our spine. It can cause us a great deal of consternation and frustration, sorrow, because we're entering an uncharted territory of suffering. So we often shed tears of worry and frustration. One of the things that's common for us at The Word Today is to hear from you, our listeners in all of these different countries, and the prayers that you request for your loved ones. You can tell that there is so much concern and so much love for your family members who are suffering, who are ill, who are near death. And be assured that we pray for you, we lift you up, and we ask that God's Spirit fill you with peace. That's called the peace that surpasses understanding. It's the knowledge that in Jesus Christ we have hope beyond the grave, beyond illness, and that through our Lord Jesus we will be granted a resurrection and a restoration of our body to prepare us so that we will be fit for life in eternity with God. So we do pray for you, and we feel the intensity of your frustration, your concern over your loved ones, the tears that you have shed for them. And be assured that this is a global family caring for others, loving others in the name of Jesus. One thing that's interesting is that when he hears that Lazarus is sick, Jesus does not cry. He simply says he's fallen asleep. And the apostles don't understand what he means, but Jesus knows that already at this point, even though he is 2 days away by travel, that Lazarus has died. Then he stays longer and then finally goes back. And this seems very confusing, because you would think that if Jesus loved someone so much, he would rush back to their side in order to heal them. And here is where we need to understand some truths, and these can be difficult truths about salvation and about the way our life goes. God could heal us. He has the capacity to heal us in this moment. But often he allows us to undergo suffering and struggle because it's going to have an effect on our spirit. We are changed as a result of the battle, as a result of the effort that is made, and it has an inevitable impact on our mind and on our spirit. Jesus said that Lazarus' death would result in glory to Christ. Well, what he meant by that is that as Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, the glory would go to Christ. His illness would not terminate in death, but he would be granted a temporary resurrection. What this did was it brought phenomenal amount of notoriety, fame, all kinds of interest in Jesus coming as a result of this account. You can hardly imagine how the word would have spread about the resurrection of this man, Lazarus, and how Jesus had done this. That's what Jesus meant when he said it was for the glory of God's Son. Well, one of the hardest things for us to hear is not just that our loved one is sick, but our loved one has died. And these are perhaps some of the most difficult words we will ever hear in this life. It was certainly not easy to hear the news as I was rushing to try to be at Pastor Paul's side last year in 2020, to hear that he had passed away. Thankfully, the Lord had provided wonderful counsel and support and coaching for him as he was dying. And one of the things that I really hold as valuable is that as people prayed with him and read scriptures to him, he was not talking, he was not opening his eyes, but he was, as they held his hand, he was squeezing their hand, showing that he could hear, showing that he agreed and that he understood in faith that the Lord was going to be taking him home to be with the Lord Jesus soon. I hope that all of you can have a similar experience with your family members. I hope that you will encourage them and urge them to come to the Lord Jesus, that you will show them the joy, the beauty of faith in Christ. One thing that happened here in this account is that Jesus did weep, and it seems strange because he doesn't cry when he hears of Lazarus' illness, but he goes to the tomb and then he proceeds to tell Martha that he is the resurrection and the life, and he knows he is going to be raising Lazarus from the dead, so why would he cry? Well, the reason is because Jesus is not only true God, but he is also human. He probably was not crying because of frustration or because of worry that he would never see his friend again. These are the reasons why humans cry, individuals who aren't the Son of God. The reason why Jesus cried is because he felt the pain of death. He knows what sin does to people, and he feels the sorrow that Mary and Martha and the friends of Lazarus felt. As a friend of Lazarus, too, he feels the effects of sin. That is why he came. That is specifically why Jesus came to this earth, was to take our sin upon himself so that he could destroy death, so that he could give us eternal life as a gift. And so it's wonderful to see the compassion, the tenderness of Jesus. He feels our struggle. He understands our weaknesses. I think it's in the book of Hebrews that says that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Yet Jesus suffered as we do, yet without sin. Well, it's very important to know that Christ has compassion and mercy upon us. And he wishes for this comfort and compassion also to be for our family members and our friends. We might already believe in Jesus Christ, but we really need to share and need to encourage others to come to Jesus because they can have that gift of eternal life. They can have that gift of resurrection as a gift from God as well. So I hope that you will be encouraging those you know in order to bring them to the Lord Jesus. And by the way, the word in the Greek where Jesus is crying is not a wailing. The word does not mean to cry out loudly or to bawl, you know, cry your eyes out. It's a gentle, soft crying. Christians do not wail and weep as the world does because in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will have a reunion. And this, I hope, is very encouraging for you, that those who are in Christ will be brought together again. They will see each other in eternity. It's a wonderful, encouraging thing for us. And I hope that you will beg and plead with your family so that they will also come to Jesus and receive that gift. You don't have to have a worry that you will never see your loved one again. Death scares us. It causes us to cry. It's such needless pain because of sin. But our Lord Jesus Christ came to fix it. He came to give us hope and joy and an answer to the tears associated with our physical death.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.